all of us here at the voicemail dump truck. Happy Pie Day to you and yours.
Oh, goodness. All right. Dan Recker, how far into pie can you go?
3.14. I'm going to a pie party tonight. And I got to bring, I think I'm just going to go to McDonald's and get like 20 apple pies so I can get 20 apple pies deep into pie.
Sort of lost the whole spirit of the celebration of pie when you just boil it down to a McDonald's apple pie.
I mean, right? They're getting a bunch of pizza. I'm getting some McDonald's apple pies, which are delicious, by the way. So I think that should be fine.
What other pies can you celebrate with, like really casually?
Pecan, coffee,
yeah, apple,
coffee pie.
No, I mean just like other treats. Like I didn't think of a pizza pie on top of
anything spherical. I think
I know the best one. The song from WWF the Music Volume 5. It's The Rock's Pie Song. Okay. Please, everyone in the chat, open up a YouTube tab and look for The Rock Pie Song and listen to it after this. And it's aged beautifully.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Oh no!
Yeah.
Just knowing how Dwayne was back then.
Oh, Slick Rick was on that track. That's right. Yes.
Slick Rick.
I think Slick Rick is on the Rock Spy song. Yes.
All right.
That's right. That is right. All right. And that is right. Because this is the voicemail dump truck. On this Pi Day, March 14th, 2024, Jan Ochoa, Dan Riker, Jeff Grubber, all here from all of us here at the Flat Earth Society. A happy Pi Day.
What?
To
Wait,
you
what?
And yours. Huh? What?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like at this point in our timeline, I have to believe that there is some sort of dumbass conspiracy trying to refute the existence of pie. Like,
yeah,
I don't believe in pie.
I feel like that's too complicated for them.
You think so?
Well, I'm sure there are some people out there that don't believe pie is real or that it's a constant. I'm sure that exists, but it's not going to be viral. Like the one where it's like, well, Earth looks flat to me. So
you're telling me there's not a guy somewhere group chatting a bunch of his freak friends going like, hey fellas, is it woke to believe in pie?
Out there. You're right.
Like, come on.
Woke.
That's
what's weird about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joey Lawrence, clearly a pie
denier.
Traditionalist.
A pie denier
is a great word. Let's start using that. What did I see the other week with like, the fuck was it? It was like a Texas Tech football player who's like saying how he doesn't believe in space. And he's like, I don't believe there's other planets and stuff.
Yeah, that sounds right. I mean, that's what all flat earthers also believe. It's God's
firmament.
I found it. You got to keep it. It's God's firmament.
I don't want to say the guy's name because he's already probably suffered enough. And clearly Texas Tech is like, you're college ready. I don't believe in space. I don't think there's like other planets and stuff like that.
Okay.
What about does he think the dots are?
Those are holes in God's firmament.
Oh. Okay.
Those are God's lice. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know. That rules, by the way.
Yeah, it's all just about like, this makes me feel small, so I'm just going to pretend it isn't real.
Did he already get injured playing football?
That can happen. Yeah, maybe got hit really hard in the head as a kid. You know, but some people are just naturally stupid too. So you got to keep that in mind.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I guess the bar for Texas Tech is,
man, specifically Texas Tech. Yeah.
Low. I don't know. I do feel like in 2024, it's very on brand to challenge the very existence of pi. Like, is it real? Like, have we really thought? Like, what do y'all think? Is it real?
I bet if you search on TikTok, you'd see some really eye-opening things.
Yeah. Oh, hey, have you been exploring TikTok?
I tried to make an account, but it's like my name. It's like, yeah, you can't use that name. And I was like, what? And then, but I go to the page and it's not an account. There's not an account with my name. And so I don't know why I can't use it. So I just haven't done anything.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah, no, honestly, just get invested at this point. But what is the deal with pi? Like, why is it a constant?
Circumference of a circle?
Well, no, I mean, it's for understanding things to do with circles.
Yes.
Yeah, it's part of like, but why is it pi? Have you guys ever thought that deeply about it? Because I think about it occasionally and then I get scared and I don't look it up.
Never.
I mean, the ratio, like a circle can only be a circle, you know, so it's like...
Right.
But a square can only be different lengths, but so can the circumference of a circle. So why doesn't square have a pi? Because squares, the ratio of end to end
to
end, it's off. It's a rectangle.
When you think about it, yeah.
It's a rectangle, yeah.
I do think Dan is probably right.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I think that he's just setting it up now.
Thank you.
I don't, it's not, it's less a number and more a ratio.
Right. Because every time.
It is a number, but.
When like when the radius gets bigger, the circle always has to be like still, like gets bigger, like proportionally to that. So I guess that makes sense. It's just the ratio that circles exist within, I suppose. I don't know.
There's a really cool brain exercise.
Oh, I need one of those.
It was like a spatial exercise where it was like, if you had rope, right? And you had rope that went all around the Earth, 28,000 miles, right? Roughly, that's what Earth's circumference is, right? How much extra rope would you need to raise the rope off the ground like a foot?
I didn't come to work today for word problems.
Like 4 feet.
that's kind of right. I think it's like 6 feet.
Dan is probably right.
I think it's like 6 feet.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, right. Because like, wouldn't it be like you just add pi to it, right? You're doing the pi ratio, not really just add pi, but like you're multiplying pi in there somewhere. Okay, yeah, 6 feet. That sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
Great job. I have no further questions.
all right. Well, thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody.
That's amazing. I do have an update on my roommate situation, if anyone cares to hear.
Oh, please.
Yeah, your parents. I'm attached.
They are in the building.
Yeah. Bring them on.
And
Lou.
No, that's not. That's
Bring
not
on.
The.
Lou. No, we've had two generations of back, Lars. Let's make it three.
Here's the perfect part of this. You're not here. I control how this works. You can't get to them. They're right outside that door.
What's their phone number? I'll call them and put them on speaker.
Yeah, okay.
What if he fell for it?
There's nothing you can do, okay? The door's locked. It's deadbolted. I had it installed last week. There's nothing you can do. They're over there, and that's fine. I confronted my father last night about the beer. I said, I need you to look at this can. What's going on here? He looks at the... So it was the Budweiser one, right? And he said, no, that's from 2024.
Okay.
You showed him the print?
Yeah. Now, that is so much more of a troubling answer than, holy shit, you're right. I've been holding on to beer for a quarter century, right? His answer was, no, I've lost so much memory of my life that I believe that this beer is somehow still good.
I mean, doesn't the beer say have the number 24 on it somewhere? Is it possible that we're reading it backwards?
No, I've looked
into
this.
It's impossible.
I've looked into this. It's absolutely the last two numbers of the expiration date of the year. You want to believe that pie's not real and this expiration date isn't real. But let me tell you something, brother. It is. Okay. It's absolutely from 2002. Now, that's when it was Best Buy. Okay. This could very well be like a pre 9/11 beer.
Yeah, could be. It could have done it for all we know.
Dan, are you all right? Like,
yeah,
what's
I'm
happening?
Just like trying to figure out in his head, like, has he convinced himself or is he open to the idea that he could be wrong about this?
He is, because we talked more about it. We sat down, right? Like we sat down and talked about it.
Everyone has this talk with their parents. How old is your beer talk? Yeah.
I pulled up a chair, flipped that son of a bitch around, straddled it, sat
Shined
down.
It
I
up,
said,
turned it sideways.
I said, look, Pops.
Listen,
I said, I think
son.
You've been sitting on beer for a real long ass time. He's like, why would I have bought this? I said, Dad, I don't know what you did 25 years ago, man. Who knows? You were in your 50s back then. You know? Anything's possible. So that's the story, friends. He finally came around and he was like, you know what? I think it's within the realm of possibility that I indeed did buy that beer that many years ago and just kept it in the fridge for this long.
I mean, he's bigger than my dad if he's willing to at least somewhat acknowledge the possibility that he was wrong about something. Yeah.
No one on earth for a second would think that my dad is not better than your dad.
Yesterday, 200 rolls of toilet paper arrived at my dad's place. Yeah, because I was talking about my dad's toilet paper heist that he does every time he goes to a hotel where he brings the fake tubes and he swaps them out and steals it so, like, housekeeping won't get wise to his thing.
Sick,
and so Yeah, and so sick. I was talking about this on stream like last weekend, and I funneled you know, some subs and stuff into buying him 200 rolls of toilet paper and sending it to him. And I literally, I went through many, many, many pages on Amazon to find the cheapest toilet paper, and because I wanted quantity is funnier than quality here, you know. So I wanted just as big of boxes as possible to show up at his place, and they did. And he's been texting me today, and the last one he sent me was like, "Oh man, I feel like Mike Mahardy using this fancy pants 2-ply toilet paper."
2-ply?
Yes.
You got him 2-ply?
I guess it's 2-ply, and he thinks it's like, fancy.
2-ply's like the cheapest stuff you get. Like, that's mm-hmm. like the
yeah.
basic.
Yeah. Yeah, and the fucked up thing is, like 3 or 4 years ago, Bianca got him a box of toilet paper that was more than 2-ply that he texts all the time to brag about how much he still has left. He's been going through the same box of like 30 rolls for like years now. What? And so I showed Bonk that text, and she's like, the toilet paper I bought him was definitely more than 2-ply. He has no idea what he's talking about.
Dan,
that's amazing.
Would your pops ever be into the idea of a bidet?
No. So I have them on my toilets, and he's immediately, he is suspicious and scared of them and does not approve. He does not even want to use toilets that have the attachments, like not talking about using them. He doesn't even trust like shitting in a toilet that has these. Like, I don't want this crazy space thing hanging off the toilet.
Yeah. I don't want a space gremlin to crawl up my butthole. I don't want a toilet gremlin going up there.
So no chance. Unless he tried it. Unless he tried it, because he made fun of me for wearing joggers forever. Remember when joggers moment?
Ladies sweatpants.
The jogger arc.
We all had our joggers moments, and I started wearing them like exclusively. He's like, what are these weird pajamas you're wearing? Why are you wearing these weird pajamas? I was like, yeah, they're super comfortable. And I was like, you can go to the grocery store. And I was like, what? And I was like, yeah, Dad, they're great. And so for Christmas, I got him a couple pairs of joggers, and it's the only thing he wears now.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So if he tries a bidet, I think he'd be pro bidet, but that's a harder thing to get him to try.
We did become joggers influencers. Like, that's one thing I've discovered since helping out with the store a little bit, is like the joggers are very popular. And I think that all was born out of our conversations about them early on.
Without a doubt.
They're very comfy. The Giant Bomb ones are super comfy.
I'm wearing them right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could totally see your dad being like, all this time I've been dressing up nice to go to the grocery store, and I don't even have to do that anymore.
He's into it now. Yeah.
Question for y'all. When I was in high school, it was a thing to wear pajama pants to school. Was that a thing when y'all were in high school?
Well, we had skids, which looked like pajama pants.
Yeah, during like finals, girls would wear their pajama pants and stuff like that. Yeah.
For like good luck or?
No, for like, I've been up all night studying, so now it's time to just like go in there and do something to be comfortable.
As a proof of my labor. Of my studying.
Yeah, it's like, no, we're not here to impress anybody. We're here to fucking show how much we know. Yeah.
I went to Catholic school, so that was not an option.
Mm. Right.
Pajamas?
Okay. Yeah, uniforms.
Are pajamas not recognized?
Or knowing things.
We would have dress down days, and every dress down day, I would just wear my Razor Ramon oozing machismo shirt that was like 90 sizes too big.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I would love to hear what like all the teachers said behind your back. God. At
that
Catholic
kid's cool.
School.
Jeez.
Yeah.
They too sweet to teach each other
the razor's
the back,
edge. You know?
Yeah. I love the Lord, but that child makes me question it.
You know, when someone gets put up for a razor's edge, it kind of is like a crucifix. So it's
straight
like,
up a crucifix. Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Paying homage to the big guy.
Can we make a church of Scott Hall for every crucifix holding Jesus up?
Is he helping Jesus? Is something bad going
to
happen?
I think it'd be Razor trying to help him off. It's like, dude, that looks like it sucks. Let me help you.
Okay.
Yeah. Jesus PR, right? It's like Jesus marketing in a way.
The Catholic Church could use it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if Scott Hall's the best guy for PR back in the day.
They'll take what they can get at this point. if you couldn't tell, this is a call-in show. Mm-hmm. 707 Exit Flu is our voicemail telephone number. We have a beautiful selection, a really chef's kiss selection of voicemails curated by the one and only Chef Jan Ochoa. Thank you, Chef.
Yes, Chef.
It's exciting. It's a lot of fun. And Dan Reichert.
Yes.
You're gonna choose the first one, buddy.
Well, I am going to choose Nintendo Adults.
Yo, I was just wondering, like, since there's Disney adults, is there not Nintendo adults like Dan Reichert? Let me know, because I need to know, am I a Nintendo adult? Bye!
Thank you, caller.
Now, if the thing we land on is that, yes, like there are Nintendo adults and I am one, I am fine with that. And I would
embrace
that. Yeah,
but it's different. Nintendo stuff's cool.
It's so different. Yeah, it's so different.
Here's my argument, more so.
You're right.
Yes, you're right.
You're right. That's
cool.
It. That's the end. Grub's right.
But the thing about video games is there's the like playing part of it. And whether it's like a happy little cartoon guy like Mario, or I mean, that could have been a Meat Boy or just a Dot or something. It's the platforming. It's like, I love the characters. I love the mushroom. Yeah, I guess I'm a Nintendo adult. Yeah, I like the characters. That make me happy.
Yeah.
If I recall correctly, when we went to Universal Studios, you, me, and Grub, we went to that gift shop. And I think you looked around and said, I think I get it with theme parks now.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Because, yeah, I care about Nintendo, and I was, like, literally surrounded by a Nintendo world and gimmicks and merch and stuff, and I was into it. And I was like, okay, yeah, if I gave a shit about Disney. Because, like, when I went to Universal Studios, and there was, like, the Terminator ride and the Back to the Future ride and the King Kong thing, it's like, oh, these are things I think are cool, and it's cool to be, like, immersed in it. So, like, I think the problem is I just didn't care about Disney ever. Yeah. But I think the concept of a theme park, even if it's not roller coasters and thrill rides, I think I understand it more now. Yes.
Have we talked about the tech behind the Donkey Kong roller coaster?
Oh, that's awesome. That's really good. Yeah.
Right. I don't think
we've talked about it much. I've like glanced at the headlines, and I think I have a vague idea of how it works, but what makes it so impressive?
So it's two tracks, right? And then in your mine cart or roller coaster cart, it looks like there's a gap with the rails, so it looks like you're about to jump it. But in reality, you're safe because you're really being held up by the bottom track.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so it seems like it looks like you're reaching the end, which sounds like a very... that sounds like a fun thing if you didn't know about it when you got on.
Yeah, like they do that in that ride, that Yeti ride in Animal Kingdom. They make you believe the track is broken.
Does that sound fun if you didn't know about it, Dan?
Yeah,
would you not want to know about it?
I think my ideal theme park for me would be one that like fucks with you and makes you legit think you're about to die on like every ride. And then you're like, oh shit. And like the ultimate is like, oh my God, your heart and your throat. And you're like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. What if they're like, could that be more of a thrill? It's just like, oh shit, this is it. Oh God, no, I'm fine. Oh, they got me. Like, I think that's I want a theme park that kayfabes me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the plot of Flatliners, I believe. Like, there's no greater thrill than thinking you're dead.
I also don't think like one of those you will never be able to really kind of just do that. Like, no one can suspend their disbelief in a way where you're like,
I mean,
have you seen the game with Michael Douglas?
My point exactly.
I think Mr. Beast could game us if we suddenly just wound up in his orbit.
Well,
I think he would game us.
You're talking about a whole ass amusement park, right? Where like you would never be like, man, I can't believe this amusement park's just been around killing people this whole time. Like, that's unbelievable.
But I bet you could trick a stupid brain. Like, look, when I have people try that Richie's Plank Experience thing on the MetaQuest, and every older person I have the headset on, they literally like won't step out. They're like, I can't. I'll be like, oh, Dad, it's fine. Or Aunt Nana, it's fine. And they're like, oh, no, I can't step out. It's like, well, you know you're in this room. You know you're safe. It's like, I can't. There's something about the brain that's telling you, like, don't fucking do it. So I think you could trick the brain into thinking it's dying at will.
Yeah. With the illusions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm on to it. I'll be an investor. all it's gonna take is someone wearing a wig for a whole weekend.
There it is.
Thank you, caller. Anything else with the Disney with the Nintendo adult? I just think like it is totally a different thing, and it's cooler. It's just so much cooler.
It's cooler,
so
and you
sorry.
Can like do like, stuff. You know,
what,
it's not.
Well, here's
it's
cooler. There is a difference to me, and it is that so when Disney makes stuff for adults, that's not really Disney. That's Buena Vista Pictures and stuff like that. That's not a going concern anymore. I don't really know what they do. But when they make stuff for adults, it's like, no, that's not the Disney we're talking about. We are talking about the little kid stuff. And of course, I like the little kid Nintendo stuff. But Nintendo also does have stuff like Metroid, which I suppose is not like, oh, the most mature thing in the world. But I do think it's cool sci-fi and stands on its own. And I just think Nintendo's capable of going all the way up and down that spectrum, not into like, oh, gory horror or anything like that.
Right.
But I think
Disney
they do cool dude stuff for real.
Yeah.
Exactly. Where Disney is constantly bending over backwards to accommodate the adult children that are obsessed with
its franchises.
And
it is about the thing 100% that they liked as a kid and keeping it that way. And I'm like, I want my Mario to be cool and have sex and that stuff. So, yeah.
The blades will bleed, Mario.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
All right, I'm glad we're all on the same page. Yeah. I'm glad we all agree.
We do have a part two to that voicemail.
Oh, there is a part two? Okay.
Sure.
Also, I was listening to a different podcast and somebody called in as Nathan from Tumwater, Washington. Has he transcended? I don't know. But he seems to be everywhere. What's going on?
Oh my God, I love this caller's voice.
Who is Nathan? Nathan
from Tumwater, Washington is a prolific email writer and question asker and voicemail caller on this show. So, and all the other podcasts.
Yeah,
and
I think
he's prolific. He's everywhere.
Yeah, okay. And do we know for sure if it originated here or not on voicemail dump truck?
Yes. Oh, not voicemail dump truck. No. Yeah. Bombcast.
Was it Bombcast or the original iteration of the dump truck, which was Giant Bomb Aftermath?
No, I think it was Bombcast emails on Bombcast. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
We'll never know who Nathan really is.
No. Yeah, there's no way to know. Yeah. And there's only one. Jeff Grubb, you're up.
Yeah, let's go with meat cutting scissors.
Mm.
Hi, Dumpers. I was a bit late getting to watch Cobra, but since I was just fascinated by cutting pizzas with scissors, and I threw my pizza cutter away and had some nice fancy meat cutting scissors that I now use to cut every pizza that I make. What film things have you sort of ended up improving your life with? All right.
Yeah, I immediately thought of Cobra as soon as I saw meat and scissors, and that's why that's brought that on. I would say Better Call Saul and that soda trick until it betrayed me and I can never do it again.
Oh, sure.
Do you not trust it anymore? Is it's broken for you?
No, I had a poker night and I was like, check this out, guys, and just all over my poker table.
Oh,
but
no.
But you're not,
at least it was your poker table.
Mine.
The shaking can?
I did it with a can. I think I didn't spend it enough or something.
Oh, you're still
but
doing
like,
that bit, huh?
I did it for like 2 weeks until it betrayed me.
Huh. Yeah,
but so you're not, are you blaming yourself and you don't trust yourself? Is that what this is?
Yeah, it seems like a skill issue.
I probably didn't do it for long enough, I think. Because it was with a soda. It was like a Coke Zero or something that I've done with before. Okay. But like I was so confident in that first couple of weeks that, you know, I was at Hanson's like board game night. And I was like, check it out. Like on top of the board we were playing on. And Hanson's like, what are you about to do? And I was like, don't worry. And I open it. Now I can't have that confidence anymore. There's no way.
Oh, okay. Fair
enough. Shakes you. That'll shake a man.
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to think the question is like, what have you learned from a movie that you always use?
Well, what from a movie has improved your life?
A life hack from improved a movie.
I don't know.
The chef movie, Chef, has ruined me on several cooking things. Like now I always.
John Favreau thing?
Yeah. Favreau. Yes.
Favreau.
I can only make a grilled cheese like how he makes grilled cheese in that movie. And it messes me up because it's like, damn it, John, where the fuck am I going to get sliced Gruyere, huh?
Yeah.
Where am I going to get a big enough slice of Parm for this shit?
Yeah, I mean, I think I do the thing from, I do the thing from Lethal, or not Lethal Weapon, Die Hard, where he gets off the plane and he digs his toes into the ground, but I don't do that after a flight. I do that like, just in general to like stretch out my feet and to like feel less anxiety in general. I'm not really afraid of flying. So it's not something that like, I got off this flight and now I just need to come down from that. But it is a trick I've used in places before. And it's like, yeah, this does make me feel more connected to the ground and more, you know, earthed and like down to earth. And yeah, so that works a little bit, but I mean, there's nothing really that's coming to mind of like, oh, I do this all the time. And I learned it from a movie really.
Yeah, I don't know. Aside from just like how much movies have impacted my like vernacular.
Sure.
But I can't really classify that as being a quality of life improvement.
I mean, the way I greet everyone now is I just do the face waterfall from Face Off to their face.
Yeah.
And
you touch their face.
It's calming.
Big
problem with HR.
Yeah.
I watched the deleted scenes on the 4K of Face Off recently. There are more face waterfalls that weren't in the original movie.
Oh,
he
really?
Does it to a pillow. He goes to his dead son's bed and he's like, oh, and he face waterfalls the pillow.
Oh, fuck.
That's just being a parent. You'll get it one day, Dan. You'll understand.
Yeah, one day.
Grubb, are your kids right there? Is Dylan, is Dib or Grubbs kids there? Can you just call them over and face waterfall them and see what happens?
As soon as the gimmicks are here, I'll do that, and they'll get mad at me. they'll say straight like, up get mad.
Yeah, he'll be like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah,
just saying hi, son.
Yeah, this is how I say hi to you now.
God, it's not a movie thing, but fucking Fandango, not the movie service, the wrestler.
Sure.
Yeah.
Was his shoot name Johnny Curtis or whatever?
His NXT name was.
Anyway, I think he was on an episode of Total Divas, the reality show. You know, when you grab someone's hand, like a lady's hand, you kiss their hand. He instead grabbed a lady's hand and he kissed his own hand. And then I started doing that for a little bit.
I like that.
That's a funny bit. Yeah.
That's real good.
He is a weird guy. Yeah, that's good.
I like that a lot.
That show was a work, though.
What? That's impossible. John Cena was really naked at the Oscars, damn it.
Well, that's, yeah. Well,
yeah.
He had a Chili Pepper situation.
Yeah.
Chili Pepper situation?
A cock sock.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it. Cool.
Yeah.
Good to know. I have a rerun to watch. All right. Jan Ochoa, your turn.
I'm not old.
I got a rebirth at launch because I really liked Final Fantasy VII Remake. I started it twice and dozed off both times, including breaking my pair of glasses the second time.
Nice.
So I delete my save again, and tonight I'm about to give it a third go. Let's see if I can make it more than half an hour before falling asleep. I guess my question is, what the fuck is wrong with me? Why am I falling asleep at like... I'm not old. I'm not that goddamn old.
I'm having the same problem.
Yeah.
9 o'clock rolls around, and I'm like, oh my God, I have so much more time to pursue my own hobbies and do things. Maybe I'll
stream
tonight.
You bitches are old. It's happened to you. You're old now. That's what that is. I'm sorry to report it.
My youthful exuberance.
I never understood that. Like, parents and friends and stuff that, like, you know, by the end of a pay-per-view or the end of a movie, they're asleep. It's like, how the fuck are you falling asleep during a movie? But in the last, like, year, in the theater, Killers of the Flower Moon, John Wick 4, Godzilla. -1, I fell asleep in all these movies. Yeah.
In your defense, though, Dan, all those movies you listed are obscenely long.
Movies are pretty long right now.
Yes. Yeah.
John Wick 4, I love the John Wick series, but that movie pretty specifically, long. Too long.
Yeah.
I cannot play most video games after the sun goes down. I can't do it.
Reverse Gremlin.
Even in the summer, like when the sun goes down at like, well, I guess that'd be harder, right? Because that's later.
It's later, but it's pretty much anything after like 8, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
But I could watch TV forever. Like it's something about.
No, I would fall asleep watching TV.
I do go to bed watching TV, but like there's something about, I don't know. It's been the last couple of years. There's a game right now I'm trying to like get into last couple of nights, and I'm just like, I don't fall asleep, but I just get so tired that I just catch myself and I'm just like, I can't do this. Even with Alan Wake, I had to like play that mostly in the morning.
Also, because it was spooky.
Yeah, but like I love that and wanted to play at night with the lights off. But no.
The thing I hate the most about like falling asleep is like when you're renting a movie at home, it's like you only have like the 48 hours, but then you fall asleep twice. It's like, oh shit, there goes my $5.
I utilize it because I've found that I'm a little prone to do it long movies, but one thing that'll get me is when I read. I very much, I think I'm probably so used to screens and stuff. So like now I'm reading again and I'll do it in bed, and like that will totally like kind of zonk me out after a couple chapters.
Yeah. And you're also the eyes back and forth. You're basically putting yourself to sleep.
Yeah. I think my eyes get pretty fatigued pretty fast because like one is slightly out of focus or more out of focus than the other when I'm reading something up close. And I think that just is like very strenuous. And so like I find myself naturally starting to like close one eye when I'm reading. And then that just makes this eye very, very tired. So it's I get pretty sleepy while reading. But I also get sleepy doing anything after 9 p.m. as well these days. It's just... I'm like, oh man, Helldivers 2. I will get the kids to bed. I'll get stuff taken care of, and then I'll go play. And I'm like, no, I am dead tired every single time. And I can just lay there and like doom scroll or something like that. But actually, like getting up and sitting back at the computer, especially after doing it all day, it's tough. It's just a hard thing to justify to myself.
Yeah. So no, you're not getting old.
I mean,
you're already old. Yeah,
you've been there.
We all are. Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. Nothing bad happens when you're old.
Mostly fine. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine. Be happy you're getting old, right? Yeah.
There's good parts of it. Yeah. There's good parts.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I'm gonna look at it.
Like pains go away. It's mostly good stuff. It's the body pains that are. Those are the things that are like, ah, Jesus, this sucks.
It gets replaced with other pains though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I want to change the subject. I will go and I will pick my wife.
Hey Dumpers. I am going to be a father. And my wife is having a baby boy in September. What should I name it?
Mike Minotti.
Yeah. I think
Ferguson.
Ferguson's pretty good, but we already see how musical Mike Minotti is. Just name your kid Mike Minotti and whatever your last name is.
Mike.
There you go. See?
Just rolls off the tongue.
Like, spell Mike differently, though.
Sure.
Yeah, M-Y-K-E.
Two Y's. Mike.
Is there anyone that does it that way?
I have a friend
with
that
a Y?
Spells Mike with a Y.
But that's like them, not their like given name, right?
Well, I've never checked their ID.
Hmm.
Has anyone at any games media outlet ever tracked down that kid that was named Turok to win that contest?
No.
I think they have. I thought someone tried to get a hold of them.
If not, we should do that. We should get that Turok. There's no way that Turok kid likes video games after getting named Turok.
No.
They're a Marine.
They're like into bushcraft or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be in the Olympics.
God.
There's Turok Jones on the pole vault.
Turbo Sean says that it was not real because he looked into it for Jeopardy.
What? It's like the Pepsi jet thing?
Oh.
Can't Pepsi said they're going to give you a jet?
Wow. Name your kid Dizzy.
That's good.
Oh, that's good.
Who's from like Starship Troopers. Okay, yeah.
Wow, I like Dizzy.
Can you legally name your child like a sound? Like, can you just name your kid?
No,
I don't think. I think it's gotta have letters.
You have to put like a phonetic spelling to that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it can't be any numbers. Oh. Maybe it can. Can't be any dashes. You know, anything a Windows folder wouldn't accept is basically the rule of thumb.
What's Cervantes?
That's good. That's cool.
There you go.
Yeah. That's cool. Name your kid Cervantes.
Cheese pizza.
That's good too. Sure. One word.
Yeah, you can use spaces and hyphens. Whatever. Get crazy.
Like,
I don't know if you can do parentheses. Can you do parentheses?
You like there are extenuating circumstances where you could probably get that stuff approved. Yeah.
Parentheses. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Oh no! Just name your kid parentheses.
Mm. That's strong.
That kind of goes hard. Not a bad name.
You could do that.
Strong.
Yeah. You could do that.
Yeah. Are like vanilla names ever going to come back into fashion? Like, will there be a new kid named Jeff one day?
Well, so. We'll get there. It'll be when we're like 80.
It'll be like when Paul Atreides is alive. So the year 10,000. Yeah. So that's when Paul becomes popular again.
Do you know how many like Stellas and like, I mean, there's a couple ones that like have still been skipped over. Like, I'm not sure how many young Ethels there are.
Right. Yeah.
I wanted to loop around to that. I was just watching a movie set in the 30s and somebody's name was like Kitty. And it was like, oh man, Kitty. Like, we should start looping around back to like.
But absolutely, the older names.
Yeah. Beatrix is a popular name. Yeah.
Irma.
Estelle.
Yeah. Irma for sure. Stella.
Okay.
You know,
cool.
Emma.
Cool. We know an Emma.
We know an Emma.
Yeah.
We know an Emmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. What about Diesel? Name your son Diesel.
Hell yeah.
Right?
That is cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's the most Diesel wrestler name you could get away with? Diesel? What? I think you could get away with naming a kid Diesel these days.
I think you could too. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's
easy.
What about
that's almost too? That's almost too normal.
Maybe I think like, Diesel would be cool.
It would be pretty sick. Like Bruv.
Bruv? Like B-R-U-V?
Yeah, Bruv.
Oi, Bruv.
Orange.
Sure. I like that. I'm fascinated by like the generationality of like cyclical names. I think that's so, it's so weird. There will be, the Jeffs will be back. I guess there's like, Dan is sort of timeless. You still find people named Dan no matter what year it is. But people stopped with Jeff, didn't they, Grubb?
Did they? Hey, there really? Was too, they too many Jeffs. That.
They stopped hard. Jeff hit like, a wall.
Jeff, what is that?
I also hate Slavic my name.
Slavic sounding horseshit.
Hold on, let me.
Okay. I hate my name.
My partner is logged into my computer. Let me look at her grade book to see her student name.
Hell yeah, dox these kids. Let's fucking go.
My friend's got a 16-year-old. He brought over for poker the other night, and his name is Henry. The 16-year-old named Henry.
Yeah, I know Henry's. Henry's popular.
Good. Oh, cool. I know young okay. Henry's.
Okay. Hanky.
Henry and Harry. All those names became popular again.
Harry became popular.
Yeah. Mm.
Walter.
Hank.
Hank, big time. Charlie,
and you call him Chuck for short. Yep.
I know all kinds of Charlies.
But, like, okay. I'm of the opinion that there is no name you can yell better than Jeff. Jeff! It just sounds.
Wow.
Jeff! Jeff! Yeah, it's really, it's strong.
It also sounds
like Jess, too, when you yell.
Yeah, but the F has got the F sound in it, which is like sounds Adam! Harsh.
Yeah. Adam! Well, no. And then if you really mean it, you do the full name, and then it's like, oh, that person means business.
Yeah, Jeffrey Michael Grubb.
Jeffrey.
So yep. There's no Jeffs in any of her classes?
No, of course not.
Of course not.
But she has two kids that respect the tribal chief because their class profile picture is Roman Reigns. The kids are all right.
Amazing.
Yeah.
They're going to be okay.
Were there any other wrestlers for profile pictures?
No.
He's over.
No.
Of course
wow.
He is.
Holy shit.
It was that and Deku from My Hero Academia.
Nice. Okay. Cool kids in that class. Dog names are fun. Like, you know, when like Gizmo's being better. Gizmo. Like, you know, it's like, it's fun to be able to
you
say
need
like
two
dog
syllables,
names.
I think so.
Or like Gizmo, you know?
Yeah.
I increase the syllable count to Scout's name. Like Laylee will be like, "Yo, Scout Pilgrim," and then she'll look upset with me. I called her that.
Mm-hmm. I said Gizmo Gadget. I said Gizmo Duck. I think Gizmo Duck was from DuckTales. Wasn't he the guy that dressed up like RoboCop and had
hell
a wheel
yeah.
for a foot? Yeah. I said Gizmo Duck a lot. Yeah,
guy was tough as hell.
Yeah,
I like that character a ton.
According to the Office of Social Security, the top 10 most popular male names. Do you care to guess any of them?
Any other kind? Like, of all time?
No, for 2022.
Okay. Dorf?
Like
Dorf?
These are like Dorf?
Dorf?
Just the full name is Dorf on Golf Johnson.
Yeah.
No, you, what? No, Dorf?
I hear of a lot of Dorfs. I got a lot of friends with
Dorf
kids.
You don't know one person named Dorf.
It's a Minnesota thing. It's like that gray duck. Dorf is a big thing here.
Sorry, my son's named Dorf too. Yeah.
Yeah.
You are both exercising some inside joke that no one has transparency into. male names. Let's hear it. Come on.
For new babies?
New babies.
Aiden.
That's a good guess.
Dylan.
Not represented here. Sorry.
I think the Aiden times have passed. The Aiden's, the Cadens.
I think the Aidens were like the 2010s.
Yeah, I think we're past them. Okay.
What is it, like Aragorn?
Ringo?
Yep.
Aragorn.
Yep.
Viggo Mortensen too.
All right. Tony. I don't even want to play this game. I don't want to play this game.
No,
I don't
want
to do
play.
This.
We're just bad at it.
There's no, I don't want to do it.
Hawkeye.
I don't
want to do it. Play it's the not, game, Jet Backlar.
Jeremy Renner.
Chat, the most popular first name of a male baby is not the full name Ben Stiller. Okay?
MJF.
I'm not even gonna say one name because I'm so fucking mad at this.
Pikachu. Wait.
It is Pikachu. It is Pikachu. It's Pikachu McClunchy? Jefferson.
Yeah, Larry McClunchy. David. I'm not goofing. I just chose two names.
JB.
Neither
Smooth.
Of those names are here. Oh, neither of those are here.
Okay, Goku.
Penta.
We're going to go to chat for the next
the weekend.
Voice, man.
Alan Iverson.
I'm surrounded by. Okay, the weekend's funny. That's funny. That's funny. That's funny.
Jacob. That's my real one.
No, even your real one sucks.
Thank you. Told you.
Not Ball? There. It's not DJ Khaled. They're not on the list.
Log.
Snowbike.
No, but Michael is. No, Michael is not.
Really? Michael's not? Like, okay.
It's not. It's not. We said one. We said Henry.
And I'm sorry. Okay. This is top 10 we're looking at?
Shut up, Jen. You're not asking a serious question.
Hockey.
Hockey, nice. That's number 11.
James.
Sorry. Yep.
Really?
That's number 4. Yeah.
Boruto.
Number 10.
Kramer?
Spell it.
K-R-A-M-E-R?
No.
Okay.
We're choosing another voicemail. Chat
Dallas Cowboys.
Ethan.
Yes.
Ethan.
No, that was also, I think Ethan was also 2010s.
Seth
okay.
Freakin.
Truck Stick.
Did you say Seth Freakin? Seth Freakin?
Yeah, that's Seth Freakin.
Yeah, Seth Freakin.
What?
Yeah, you know.
What does that even
proper
mean?
Proper name, you know?
TM.
Can I announce the next voicemail?
American Dragon is my last.
Sadly, no.
Awesome, damn it.
Sadly,
I
no.
Give him a funny name.
Yeah.
Sadly, no.
Truck Stick with the trademark symbol on it. Yeah, like the trademark is part of it.
What is the abbreviation for the gear shift? What was it?
Prindle.
Prindle. That's the shit.
QB Vision Cone.
No, but Hit Stick is number 10.
All right.
Rollback net code.
Whoa.
GGPO.
Why is this the joke?
I don't know why I'm so entertained by it. But
well, I am funny. Too, but I'm equal parts entertained and equal parts frustrated. I don't know
Kia
what to do.
Kia DeMundi, the Jedi that got murdered in the game today.
Oh, shit. Is it Kit Fisto finally?
Kit Fisto.
Chacho's Graps.
We could go all day with that last one.
Uh-huh. Hey, guys. Just calling to say I'm a huge fan of the wrestling lingo that you keep using. Cool. Not a joke. I think it's awesome. But
well, that's cool for you.
Where I draw the line is, recently I saw, I think it was Tony Khan had a tweet recently where he referred to wrestling as graps, which I believe is short for grappling. So calling wrestling graps is, that's over the line. That's terrible. I don't use that word because I hate it. But I guess my question is, do you guys have any word that makes you fly into a fit of rage and works you into a shoot, like the word graps does for me? All right, thank you. Bye.
I also agree with the graps thing. I've never done that once. Never would. It's another bit of rage, but one thing that is just like, you can always tell when someone's not a wrestling person and they are coming over for something or they're talking about wrestling. Like, I think Ben Hansen did this for the AEW thing where he's like, oh, yeah. So after I had him over for Revolution, and it's like, yeah. Okay. So we can try this game after the match. And like, they will call like the event a match, or every wrestling thing is WrestleMania. Like, my mother-in-law at one point was like, oh, yeah, you're going to WrestleMania. Yeah, they had WrestleMania in Ridgefield Park a couple weeks ago. And I was like, no, they did not. No, it was WrestleMania. It was at the community center here. It was like, it was not. All vaguely, wrestling is a match. All wrestling is WrestleMania.
Yeah, like vaguely referring to video games as, oh, the Nintendo.
Yeah. I'm cool with that.
Well, mine's similar, but it's very like inside baseball. Whenever a YouTuber, mostly YouTubers, refer to like the PlayStation, N64, Saturn generation as like Gen 5, Generation 5, I do get shoot hot. It makes me mad. It's like,
that's
this
a
is
very specific pet peeve. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's just such useless language. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. I also have a very hyper-specific.
I'm shoot hot already thinking about it.
Look at him go.
Whenever someone refers to black coffee as straight up, it infuriates the shit out of me.
Oh, Jen.
God.
What do you, like, well, I've never called it straight up. I've just called it coffee black, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, does straight up have any other connotations in alcoholic drinks? Or is it just like
straight up?
You can drink something straight.
Yeah.
Or neat. Or, yeah.
Neat.
Yeah.
And what's the difference between, is there a difference between straight up and neat? Because I know what dirty is. Like when you want a dirty martini, that's when you leave an olive juice. So there's actually less alcohol in there.
They both kind of just mean not ice.
No ice.
Yeah.
Okay. Just no ice. Okay.
Yeah. I got some ceramic coconut mugs and umbrellas, and I got some cream of coconut and some pina colada. Like, I am making some blue Hawaiis. I am making some pina colada shit, and it is good as hell. I'm getting into this cocktail stuff, and I'm pretty good at it.
I want to go get a pina colada now.
It's good as hell. Yes.
For a solid like 2 months, my friends and I would go to Hooters, not because we wanted to see the waitresses at Hooters.
Yes, you would close your eyes.
Yeah, we would close our eyes like good Christian men. and then we would just sit there for like 2-3 hours drinking nothing but pina coladas.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's good as hell.
Because that was the only place locally that would serve a pina colada for whatever reason.
Sure, sure. I like a Miami Vice.
Pina coladas are are they the coconutty ones? Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like the white coconut stuff and like blue Hawaiis and stuff have it in there, yeah.
So those ones, because margaritas give me heartburn.
That's tequila.
It's the tequila.
I'm not a big tequila guy.
Salt?
I'm learning a rum guy.
It's the citric. There's citric acid in that stuff.
It's acidic, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I like me
margarita. Dan, how did you know that you started becoming a rum guy?
Because I never ordered it. I mean, when I was, you know, like, I grew up, so the only things you should drink are beer and whiskey. And, you know, and so all through college, I'm watching Deadwood and just ordering whiskey and just drinking, you know, Jack and Jim and stuff like that.
Yeah, you were told it's like woke to drink rum.
That's not the approach. It's like, it's normal. This is normal. Do normal, you know? And so it's once I started, like, Mahardy honestly got me onto, like, cocktail stuff. And it was like, started having fun with it. And I got the, like, bar set up at the house. Now it's like, I should make use of this. And I've just been, I stocked it with every type of liquor and liqueur. I've learned that... Curacao, blue Curacao, got the orange Curacao, triple sec Cointreau, all that's a Frangelico, getting all these mixers and liqueurs, and I got all the right glasses and everything.
$7,000 on a full bar.
Oh, I have the full fucking bar, and so it's just so fun now. I'm getting these like cocktail books and stuff, and I'll just open up and I'll be like, okay, rum, I'll try this thing here, and I'm finding that most of these rum ones, despite like I never rum ever, they are my favorite ones are the rum ones, but like also old fashions and stuff like that. A good strong whiskey drink, that shit's great. So.
I'll even drink a White Russian. Like I'll get crazy.
Yeah, I did those a lot in college because we were just watching.
I think back to like the movie question, like what's something from a movie? That's the kind of stuff that would intersect with my life. Is I'm gonna try White Russians now because I saw them in that movie. Or my friends watch Pirates of the Caribbean, so all they're gonna drink for 4 years is rum. And I definitely had that period of my life. They were very cool people.
Have you had a Miami Vice, Dan? You know what that is?
No, let me look up the recipe.
What is that?
That's just pina colada mixed with a strawberry daiquiri.
Oh, that's certainly good. I haven't gotten the blender involved too much yet, but I could.
Oh, you got it especially for the pina coladas. Come on.
I got all the strainers. I got all the stuff. I got the shakers.
You're being very meticulous, right? You're not like cocktailing it like, oh, I'm eyeballing this shot or anything like that.
No, I have very specific measurements and tools and stuff. I'm doing it all by the book because like, I don't assume that I know enough at this point to where it's like, I'm just going to follow it to the letter.
I can't say it's the reason I'll come visit you, but should I be out your neck of the woods? Like, hey, I'm stopping by for a mojito.
You tell me what you like and I will make you something good. I've got everything.
I do like a real dirty ass martini.
I would make that happen. I got all the right glasses, all that stuff. Yeah. Got all the right bitters and shit like that.
There's a tiki bar near the Boston Convention Center.
I told Mike about this, and he's like taking it upon himself. We will be at a tiki bar at some point in Boston. I'll do it.
Oh, delicious. God.
Okay. All right. Very good. We'll see you there.
Dan, can't wait till you start playing with fire in a cocktail.
I thought about it. I've seen some of the ones with smoke and stuff like that. I'm going to learn how to do fire in a cocktail before I learn how to use fire on my fucking stove.
Sure. That tracks. I think it's safer for you. Like,
it's honestly, it clicks with my head in a way cooking never has.
Yeah. Nothing's flammable in a bar. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
And because of that, you get to choose the next voicemail.
Ah, let's see. Let's go with, can we stop? Can we stop?
Hi.
Hi.
Can we stop with daylight savings time? Like,
oh, buddy.
Like, who wants this? It's the worst. I fucking hate this every year. It's the most antiquated. God, I'm so tired. My sleep is fucking garbage to begin with, and then the government decides to tell me what fucking time it is. Like, can we just stop? Can we just please? What? Like. Fuck daylight savings time. I fucking hate it so much.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a little out of vogue to continue to complain about it. I'm with you, but I do think we collectively, as like a normal society, and I do mean normal where like half the country doesn't fall into that category, but I do think we all were like so close to having it turned over. Like, don't you remember there was all that momentum in like 22, right? Early, and it seemed like it was a sure thing, and everyone was like, oh, at least that's off our back, right? And then it didn't happen. Yeah. And then it didn't happen. Like, some fucker was like, nope, I enjoy the rise in heart attacks and car accidents.
Right. And all the purported benefits are, I think we know at this point, kind of not real. Like, there's almost no one or nothing that actually needs daylight saving time. Like, the farmers actually were never asking for this. That was always a myth. But, like, anything else you could think of, oh, people will shop later because the stores will have light longer, so people will be out longer and they'll spend more money. And, like, there's no evidence for that. There's no, like, people looked into this. There's no evidence for that. So, it is kind of weird.
Because of how close we were, and it seemed like such a slam dunk, that I started to get excited about it. You know, like, last Halloween, I was like,
that'll show you about getting excited bullshit. Ever again.
You know, that's the last of this bullshit. I was like riding high. And then it got shut down inexplicably. So I did do a little bit of research. And I think the consensus of why it was not pushed through was strictly based on inconvenience.
Right.
Of like having to do it. It's too much.
Of just like, having to stop that'll still it. Make some people upset about waking up in the dark.
Yeah, but I mean, no. You wake up.
We're all gonna wake up. We're all gonna not wake up in the dark soon.
Yeah,
you wake up in the dark more because of daylight saving time. That makes it darker.
I genuinely remember like that being a thing. I don't know. It's probably like Mitch McConnell's fault or something.
Yeah, I liked when I was younger. I liked daylight saving time because it was like some thing to mark the passage of time. This is, it like makes things feel different. I do kind of like it being later, light out later. But now with kids and school and all this stuff, it is so inconvenient. And it is like losing that hour of sleep is rough and dumb and doesn't serve any purpose.
I mean, you're fucking, I'm sorry guys. You're literally talking to a vampire and I wanted more sunlight. I did it. I took one for the team.
The Arizona does its own thing. So like, could I conceivably like become governor of Minnesota and be like, we're not doing this. And could I change that?
I don't know if you could do it as governor, but you could do it through the legislature and legislature and you probably could get it passed. Yeah.
So if I became a senator, is that what I should do?
Well, I mean, as governor, you would have a lot of power to control your party and dictate like, this is important to me and everyone in Minnesota wants this. So becoming governor would probably still be the best way to get it done.
But would it be funny to become a senator and just to do a podcast bit to get daylight savings time in Minnesota? Yeah. Is that funny?
I think that'd be very funny.
Is that the next one in episode? You becoming,
that would be really funny to do. Governor? I went to Fargo.
Yeah, I mean, that's the logical next step is you becoming governor to change
senator.
Daylight
savings.
We decided
senator.
Sorry, senator.
Yeah, okay.
And smash cut to that.
Hold on. I would watch that content.
I'll start shooting it tomorrow.
Oh man,
I'd watch that content. There you go. Oh God, it is. It's just like nothing. We're never gonna have anything.
Miss Blake Club. Sorry, I'm running for senator.
Always an excuse with this guy.
Yeah,
the U.S. government. The ultimate blight. Am I right?
You're too normal, Dan, to be a senator.
I do think I could do it.
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah.
Okay. You'd have to really change your persona.
I don't think he'd have to.
No, I'm saying you gotta change your
I mean, I'm not gonna like suddenly be political, you know?
No, I mean, that sure, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the non-political senator.
I love this guy. He's not about politics.
The Metal Gear Solid of senators.
Thank you. Yes, that'll be on the banner. Yes.
How many senators, like, could you play a game of Mario Kart with?
Right. They always say it used to be, who would you have a beer with? Honestly, I'll be the Mario Party.
That's Mario a winning ticket. That's a winning generations. Campaign. Like, why are you voting for Dan Reichert? Because he doesn't know the issues. He doesn't know what's at stake.
He's
doesn't know anything.
He's third place in Mario Kart Grand Prix.
That's how they should decide.
You're running on like the Seinfeld of sitcoms. Like that is your platform. I just don't know. I'm not a politician.
I think a lot of people would find that very appealing these days.
They absolutely would.
Minnesota's cool.
I believe you. I believe you. All right. It's time for Jan. Choose voicemail.
I don't remember any of these. With Wax.
What?
Noah from Massachusetts, first time caller. I'm just wondering if you guys know that American chocolate tastes so much worse than everywhere else because Hershey is legally allowed to use wax as a filler. Their chocolate is literally cut with wax. Not allowed to do it in any other countries. Thanks. Bye.
Like, yeah, that, probably.
That's not surprising. Like,
yeah,
of course.
It doesn't help. I still think it's the butyric acid. Like, that's the stuff that's like I'm noticing these days, because it's like
to be clear, the wax isn't it edible? Like, it's paraffin wax, right?
Yeah,
like,
man, I can't live without my wax now.
No, you're not like it. No one would be like, oh, pass the wax.
Well, some people would be past the wax.
And also, none of that shit should be surprising to anybody, because if you have not been paying attention, Americans have the worst taste in everything. Literally the worst taste in everything. Look at what we put on fucking platforms. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I mean, if you look at the beef industry, it's fucking terrible. Was terrible, still is terrible for a multitude of reasons, but including like in ground beef, right? It's like, oh yeah, you could. Let's mix in the parts of beef that we got to treat with, like, bleach.
Our fast food's the best. Our soda's the best. Our movies
barbecue.
Are the best.
I'm not going to have French barbecue back.
Did you just say our soda is
our
the
sodas,
best?
Our movies, drinks are the best. Our, look, you know, I'll defend this great nation.
I'll say our beverages kind of across the board are probably the best.
Minnesota, I'll protect you from commies like Jeff Bacalar, who's going to talk down on your great taste, the good people of Minnesota. I love your taste.
Our beer is not the best.
Okay.
I think it is.
Beer, sure.
Soda? Like, are you going to really die on a hill for soda?
Okay, yeah. But barbecue.
Barbecue's
sure.
The best.
Sure. Yes.
And that's like, and then, you know, we have like help from every ethnicity on earth living here, making great food in America.
Yeah,
that's a big benefit.
But
that counts as they're American too. It counts. I didn't know you were so xenophobic, Bacalar.
Yeah.
The truth comes out. The truth really comes out.
And people will disappoint you, won't they?
Yeah.
They really
man.
Do.
Yeah.
It's only until Dan ran for senator to Bacalar. Oh, fuck. That's awesome. My turn. Pop Rocks.
We have the best Pop Rocks.
So I'm trying a Space Dunk Oreo.
I've had these.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yep.
Space Dunk?
It tastes like NASA came in my mouth.
Ew, dude. The fuck does that even mean?
Rock. Is there
Pop Rocks in it?
Government.
There's Pop Rocks in them, yeah. So my wife, just came in the room and like ate one like on a break one day, and then she's like kind of like frightened in the other room, like what's going on? Because they really, it's like you're biting this Oreo and it tastes like a good Oreo, and then suddenly your mouth is crackling and popping, and it's kind of like happening in your throat and stuff. So it's weird.
I don't have a Colorado night in cookies, right?
Like I don't think that's
it would mess up a Colorado night. Yeah, it would. It would take you places.
I respect the collaboration. The gimmick that they're doing with like, oh, we're going to collaborate with all these brands, and like, oh, wouldn't it crazy that there's a blank flavored Oreo? I respect it. I just don't really like Oreos that much. So like, I wish it was like Starburst that was big on this. Like Jelly Belly's good at it. Jelly Belly will get weird. They're like, these are like boogers, you know, like I like Jelly Belly and their approach more than Oreo. And I wish more candies would get on board.
You don't like cookies in general, right?
I'm not a big cookie guy. I'm not a big chocolate guy. I like my Starburst, I like my Skittles.
He's a sugar candy guy.
Look,
right.
I eat a chocolate chip cookie. I'm going to be like, I'm glad I'm eating this, but like, I will never seek one out.
That's strange.
But yeah, I got the two kids, and Emmy is definitely like, give me anything chocolate. Chocolate is number one with a bullet.
And if it's like a
chewy candy, a gummy candy, she will literally be like, that is disgusting. Get it out of my face. And then Chatty is like, Addie's like, I like the gummy and the chewy candies, but then she's like, oh, I'm just gonna eat the red ones and the pink ones, and I'm gonna leave all the orange and green ones for Dad.
The best ones.
Are you guys sour boys at all?
Yeah, yes.
I like sour candy.
I can't do it in moderation, love it.
Yeah.
When we were younger, Sour Patch Kids were more fucked up, right? Because like I would eat a thing of Sour Patch Kids, and by the end, I would have a hole on the side of my tongue.
Yeah,
they're not that anymore. Maybe your buds were too pure back then.
Yeah, right. Didn't have
and
that layer
like
of like alcohol.
Off now.
Like yeah, exactly.
Do they still like at bowling alleys and the quarter things? Do they still do the job?
Yeah.
The gobstoppers that are like the size of a softball.
Yeah, not about the softball, but like
those are fucked up.
They're the size of like maybe a ping pong ball.
No, they used to be way more fucked up. At least baseball size.
Yeah, for sure, they used to be real big, but I don't think that you're getting that out of a vending machine now
anymore.
No.
Okay,
I don't think so.
No,
I was at a. We were away for the weekend at a hockey tournament, and the kids would hang out in the lobby before a game, and everyone's bringing like the worst possible snacks to like just get the kids all jacked up for the game, right? And someone brought a bag of Oreos that was like a level of stuffedness I had never seen before.
Was it mega stuff? Because I accidentally bought mega stuff the other day.
Okay, so I think it was. So like apparently there's a most stuff, maybe that's what it was, or mega or most, something with an M.
It was probably most stuffed because I didn't hear something about mega.
And like I saw it and I just started laughing because I'm just like, why not just make the whole sleeve cream? Like, what are we doing?
No,
right?
They
like,
had that for a while.
Oops, all cream?
They just creamed sleeves?
No, like the
creamed
middle
sleeves?
The middle sleeve was cream.
And you like a deconstructed cannoli dip.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I like that. That's
you
cool.
Rip and dip.
Oh, rip and dip.
Until it is done.
Anyway, so I'm like, I'm laughing at this thing, and I'm seeing like these things are so chunky that like only four fit in a row. It's so dumb. They're just like, you know, these little cream pies.
I do. I hate that.
Do you hate cream pies?
Well, listen, I'm not going to state my opinion about cream pops publicly. I have two kids. I think the perfect ratio for Oreos is the standard Oreo.
It's 1 to 1.
Yeah, I think double stuff is even that's too much. So when I got the mega stuff, I mean, I ate them, but it was definitely like I'm good on Oreos for quite some time after eating those.
Yo, have y'all had an Oreo Cakester?
What?
Those are good. Those are soft. Yeah. I like them better than shoot Oreos. Yeah.
Okay. I don't because I think I'm used to expecting the crunch of an Oreo. And then like I bit through it too fast.
Yeah.
That I hurt myself because
these are LARPing, something else.
Ow.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm like looking at the thing and one of the coaches is like, they're so good. And I'm just like, it's just you're just eating the cream with surrounded by cookies. like as if like, oh, it was up in the air whether or not these are gonna be tasty. I didn't understand that. It was so insane to me. It was psychotic. It was such a psychotic amount of cream. I couldn't believe it. I don't know.
Let me give you all a tip that you can only use for the next like few days. Okay.
Few days?
I was thinking about Oreos, I'm not big on them, but the best way to utilize Nacho. Oreos is in like a cookies and cream shake. It is a cookies and cream shake is fucking delicious.
Sure.
And McDonald's in the last couple of years has come around on a thing I fucking invented when I worked there. And when it's Shamrock Shake time, I would do a thing where I would do like half of the flurry normal like soft serve, half Shamrock Shake and a bunch of Oreo stuff. And it's a green, it's like a mint chocolate flurry. Now it's just a straight up menu item you can order. You can go in DoorDash right now and get a Shamrock McFlurry Oreo, and it is fucking awesome.
That sounds really good.
It sounds good.
Someone broke up with me because of Oreo McFlurries.
Oh, yeah.
Who hasn't heard that story before?
Yeah.
Go on.
They were a ballerina, and you know, ballerinas very health conscious because of how strict everything about ballet is. And then I got them a Oreo McFlurry after their dance rehearsal. And then they texted me the next day saying like, hey, Jan, I don't think I could do this anymore because I've never had an Oreo McFlurry in my life until now in my 25 years of living. And this is only, you can only be a harbinger of doom if this is what you're going to introduce me to.
Oh, damn. You got Black Swan.
To be fair, Oreos are as addictive as like many other like substances that people think of as addictive. Like that, the sugar in there, it's just like they are so, I crave them. So if you introduce that to someone who's like stayed clean for 25 years, like, Jane, you did a bad thing. You did.
They're no longer a ballerina, and I feel like they could have gone super pro.
They work at Oreo?
They're also vegan.
Oreos are?
Yep.
Oh.
Should have led with that. The ballerina. Mm. I was like, how do you know the ballerina back, Laura? How do you know they're vegan? And why does that matter?
Well, they
What's
were.
That part of the story?
Can I change the subject real quick? I live in the path of totality.
Oh my God. Dude. So Stacy goes to me the other day.
Yeah.
She knew that. She knew that. And she goes, Can we ask him to like go there? And I'm like,
listen, you absolutely can. It's going to be a madhouse. It's going to be insane.
Can you hold it off until SummerSlam?
I'll do what I can.
The Eclipse?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have a talk with Mac the Knight and see what he says about it.
Shit. I mean,
I'm pretty excited. Yes, this is about the eclipse. The last solar full solar eclipse for like 20 years or something like that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And I think the next one that happens in the United States is at the end of this century. And the next one that happens in my area is in like 2000 years.
Is this one happening? Like,
it's like next month.
Next month. Yeah.
What day of the week?
It's a Monday. Cause I just had a thing where I talked to someone who I meet on Mondays.
Dan,
like 2:30 PM ish, 3 PM.
The time doesn't matter if you want to go, you have to like plan.
No, I'm saying we should like do a stream and Grub should be like in his backyard.
Yeah,
like
I was actually wondering, like, I might try to like do something with it. Like, I have to like look at
gonna make this eclipse content.
Yeah, eclipse content. Yeah. Look, I literally live in the path of totality. People are like struggling to get here. And I'm right in the middle of it. So
your house is literally in totality.
Yes, path of totality.
That's so cool.
So I will be able to look at it without glasses on for like 3 minutes.
In totality. Whoa.
In totality, right? Yes. And any other time, it's very dangerous. But yeah,
so, that shit's really neat. I think that's so cool, especially for people who believe in pi. And it's cool for just like
those who don't.
They're not allowed to enjoy that. there's something about making you feel so small with these like celestial bodies, like doing the things they just do. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when we were kids that there was like a big eclipse that they made a big deal of when I was in elementary, but I don't think it was even a total eclipse then. I'm trying to remember if I've ever seen a total eclipse, and I don't think I have.
Well, there was one recently. Here as well in the
US. I think that was an annular eclipse, so it was like the moon was further away in its rotation around the Earth.
I thought there was a totality part of it.
There was the part where it's like the most covered up, but I don't know if it was actually like a total eclipse.
Where I was, we could see like a little bit of it. Like you could wear the glasses and see encroachment.
Yeah, and that was amazing. 2017, I saw the one in Colorado. Yes, but I don't think that had any. At least maybe it just wasn't where I lived.
Mm. Remember the Hale-Bopp comet? I remember my school. They wanted us all to wear like these smocks and these Nikes, and they made like a whole like thing out of it.
Oh, dude, Nikes. That's a bad. Is that a fucking Heaven's Gate joke? Are you making a Heaven's Gate joke?
You're of a certain age. Yeah.
Man, that sucks. Smocks. Look, that's just
in poor taste. They made an SNL sketch out of it. I'm good.
That's just in poor taste. I can't endorse that.
It aired on NBC. I figure it can air on the box.
That's just a bridge too far, dude. Like,
Heaven's Gate jokes are where we should draw the line. That's fun.
Like,
that's
a I don't fun know place why to draw that's the line. That
day. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know why that's where I draw the line, but like, that's just fucked, man. Whose turn is it now? I don't even know. Where are we going? Who are we doing?
Yeah. All right. I'll go with undeservedly.
Hey, Dumpers. I was listening to Ben Hansen talk about how Dan Reichert has blasphemed him and given him a reputation for liking his steak, quote, burnt to a crisp. So what reputations have you guys undeservedly earned? Thanks. Bye.
Wait. Repeat that. What
reputations that we feel that we have undeservedly.
Ben Hansen likes his steak burned to a crisp.
I've witnessed him saying that numerous times at restaurants, and they ask how you want your steak. Yeah.
Just want to also like do go back to the whole we have the worst taste thing.
That's weird.
That's feel like insane. Any of I'm us, sorry. Like I like Ben. Ben, you are a fucking weirdo, dude. Like burnt steak. What are you doing?
He's a weird guy.
Like, yes, the chef wants to know how you would like your thing prepared this evening. Could he ruin it? I was wondering if the chef could ruin it for me. Oh, yeah, we could arrange that, sir. We'll just drive over it with a car. Is that what you want? fucking
He's a weird
me.
Restaurant guy. I remember, I think it was the same thing. He ordered like a steak and then they brought him something that super was not a steak. And he was like, oh man, I wanted,
that
what the hell?
Super
is the wrong...
was not a
steak? Yeah, it was
steak?
Like the opposite of a steak. It was like a salad or something, a pasta. It was something totally different from a pizza. And he's like, what the hell? I really wanted that steak or whatever. And I was like, well, tell him. And he's like, what? Are you fucking nuts? I was like, you got the wrong item. That's not crazy. Just tell him like, oh, sorry, I actually ordered that. And he goes, Dan, I would rather take this fork and shove it in my fucking eye right now. And it's like, you have a total, you don't have to be an asshole about it. You couldn't fathom.
And that's
you know.
Where it's like, you're tipping the people. Like, I don't like making a fuss at like McDonald's because you can't tip them.
Totally.
The minimum wage. And I'm like, you gave me a Sprite instead. It's got sugar, whatever. I am driving away now and that we've ended this transaction. I'm not going to bother you anymore. But at a restaurant where you could tip the person,
sure.
You of course. Have a certain level of expectation there. That's the whole
course. Believe me. They want to know if something's wrong. Right?
Yeah. Like,
R. Wolves in the chat reminds me, there was that time he went to an Italian restaurant to get ice cream and he was pissed that they didn't give him free bread. That's right. He went to an Italian place with his wife and just to get ice cream and was like, where's the bread and olive oil?
I love that.
Real quick, this question was, what are things that you got a bad reputation for? And instead it became about giving more bad reputations to Ben Hansen.
We're the best people in the world.
That is the answer. Tragically for Ben, that is the answer to the voicemail.
Yeah, it really is.
I feel like anybody, like not just Giant Bomb, anybody that's been on a podcast long enough, there's just always a million Game of Telephone stories that like, it was this person or this person or this person actually said that they saw someone else do it. Or, you know, like we all found out that Minotti was the Poop City Slamajama guy. And for a while we were saying it was his friend, you know, like things like that.
Very good point.
I think the one that always follows me is the one where everyone's like, remember when Dan tried to run his coworker off the road?
He tried to kill Jeff Marquifava, I heard.
And
yeah.
It's like, no, that was Game of Telephone from the fact that he swerved at me on a bridge because he was pissed off at me and I stopped fucking with him.
For real?
But yeah. Well, because I would just do the thing where I pulled in for, like, we had the same drive to work and I would, like, at every stop sign just take forever. And I was trolling. I was just being a, you know, goofball.
Oh, you're such a dick,
but I wasn't being dangerous. I was being annoying. And so we were on the Hennepin Bridge in Minneapolis. And at one point he just looks over at me and I was like making a face or something. And he swerved at me like, oh, and it scared me enough to where I just stopped doing it. And I told that story on a podcast a fucking decade ago. And I still all the time, remember when Dan tried to kill his coworkers with a car?
Yep.
Okay. Sure. All right. I guess that's what happened.
we got to do this for each other. What's Grub known for? What has Grub earned a reputation for? Aside from playing Marvel Snap while driving.
Oh, that is the thing that right now, yeah.
Stealing a TV?
Yeah. Sure.
That's real, though. That's
fucking thief.
Yeah,
fucking
that's a
criminal.
Real thing.
I feel like Grub's had like a bunch of jobs.
Yeah.
That's also real, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, undeservedly. Right.
Yeah. Oh, it's undeservedly. Okay, sorry. That was too literal. Undeservedly, I don't... Oh,
no, I've earned all the shit that has stuck to me.
No, I feel like you get, like, disproportionately dumped on for stuff, like, reporting-wise. That's, like, bullshit and totally not your fault.
Oh, yeah, that is the Game of Telephone with, like, talking online, though, because people don't watch the content and they see someone on Twitter and then they put that person puts it on Reddit. And then that person comments, and then someone else takes that, and it circles back around to me, and it's like, oh my God, this is so far from what happened.
Sure.
But yeah, fair enough.
All right, what about for Jan?
Exactly.
Undeservedly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know.
Jan's a peach. It. There's nothing wrong.
There you go, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
It's for you. It's for you at home.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. The DSLs. Thanks, R. Wolves. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's just real.
No, okay, that's a shoot.
You
that's
you
a
deserve,
shoot.
You earn,
one.
You earn that.
Oh, I get. Okay. We can stop chiming in a chat now about some stuff with me.
What are you doing? What happened? Let me catch
Jan
up.
Jan is a home wrecker. Oh, really?
I like that one. I'll endorse that.
You know, like I've seen on Instagram, it's they're a happy couple still, so it's fine.
Oh my God.
I didn't do shit. I just went to a concert and said hello. All right.
Oh my God. There's truth to it.
Wow.
That sounds like he deserves it. All right. What's Bacalar?
Well, the Bacalar like hates everything.
But here and that.
We're talking undeservedly.
Yeah, undeservedly.
Yeah, but no, but Jan's right, you guys.
Oh, do you hate this, that we're doing this?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy. That's true. It's that and being at January 6th.
6th, right, yeah.
No.
I mean, you hate 5G.
Yeah. And you got 5G. A good lawyer, man.
If I only knew where that hatred would lead me. Straight to the truth.
Chat brought up farting in Ben Hansen's coffee. That's another one. I never farted in Ben Hansen's coffee. He told a story once about he walked into a room and he had coffee that he had just poured, and I farted, and he looked down at his coffee and he went and poured it out and made a new thing of coffee. But the way the story is told in chats is that I just like put my anus up against the rim of his coffee and just went to town. I farted in the room that his coffee was in. It was not targeted farts.
Dude, I can't get past the steak thing with him, man. I'm sorry.
He's getting less weird. I'll say that. He's still extremely weird, but I see him pretty frequently now, and he's like, you know, he's like an adult, and he's got a kid and stuff, and it's like going well.
Yeah, you can only be so weird when you have a kid. Like, you don't have time for the weirdness anymore.
Yeah, I beg to differ, y'all.
Okay, fair enough. Well, those are the real talented people.
Damn. All right, we got time for maybe one more here. What are we going on time? Yeah, let's do one more. Let's do what chat chose, and chat chose the weasel one.
Hey, dumpers. This is Nate in Orlando, Florida. Quick question. If animals were to be vendors at a fair and to serve you food, what kind of food would you trust most from what animal? Like I would get some sushi from a crab. I would probably get some, I don't know, sandwiches from a bear for some reason. That seems right.
Sure.
What seems right to you? Also, which animal would you get drugs from? At first I thought it was a weasel, but now that sounds like you would probably like screw me over or something. Yeah.
A raccoon.
Thank you.
Raccoon would be like some shady drugs though.
Yeah, I would take drugs from a raccoon.
What animal would give you the safest drugs that you'd be like, oh, this feels smart? Right?
A Labrador.
Yeah,
that's true. That's good.
That's a good boy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't want dogs to serve food. They're really slobbery and just
no, that's
stuff.
Gross. No. That's I think maybe not food, but like I would seek medical attention from a horse. I feel like a horse has doctor vibes.
She's gonna
like
kick
a horse
you
in like a white
better.
Coat.
Yeah, kicks me till I feel better. And then, yes, I think I could imagine a horse in a white lab coat very easily.
Just like holding your chart.
Uh-huh. Well, just like in their mouth, yeah.
I'd buy like a bag of peanuts from an elephant, I guess.
Sure.
I feel right. Like an ostrich just like used its head to nudge, like roll a watermelon towards me. I wouldn't, you know, I'm not going to eat the outside of it. You know, it's not going to slobber on its beak's too small for, you know, it's okay. Be intact.
Okay.
Yeah, I think like a salmon dinner from a bear sounds right. Like a bear went and caught this thing fresh and is laying it out, like deboning it and everything for me. I could see that.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of video. I went down like a went down a hole of videos about crows.
Oh yeah, cool. Crows are smart.
Crows are cool as fuck. Like I want to hang out with some crows.
You can. They'll hang out with you.
Yeah. They will, right? Are
they
friendly?
They'll recognize you and
give
stuff.
Them shiny objects.
Mm. Like, what do I got to do to befriend a crow?
Tell you your first step. Have you heard of Merlin? The app.
Merlin?
Yes. Some folks in my Discord told me about Merlin.
Is this like Grindr for crows?
No. Wait, it's Pokemon Snap for birds, and you can fucking build out a list. It's fucking awesome. So basically, I'll always hear, bro, I'll stand on my deck, and you just open up the sound ID thing. So like, yeah, you go to like sound ID, and you press it, and it just listens, and it'll know the sound of a woodpecker and the way it does its thing. Every single chirp, it'll light up live. I was riding my bike around the other day. I put it in my mount, and I just had it open, and as birds were going off and stuff on the trails, it would light up like, that's a blue jay, that's a pileated woodpecker, that's an American robin. That's, yeah, it's awesome. And then you can add it to your list, and you can try to get it complete, like your life list of like checking them off, like collect them all. It's fun as hell.
That's cool.
You have wingspanned my life. This is the app that like everyone has thought of.
Yeah,
and no one made.
I want you to do that and stand in your backyard and just run the sound thing. You can also take a picture and you can do photo ID.
I want the pictures.
Yeah, and it'll be like, that's a blue jay.
Okay, I thought it was only sounds. I didn't realize I could also take pictures.
Or you can do this where it's like, I didn't have a picture and the woodpecker, the big giant pterodactyl one that keeps terrorizing me. It was like, when did you see it? And I put in the date and it's like, where did you see it? And I put in like the zip code and said, what were the dominant colors? And I was like, red, white, black. And it was like, oh, that's a pileated woodpecker. And I was like, oh, oh shit, that is it. And they showed me a picture.
Dude, and you can check it out. Best part. The best part, oh my God, you guys, the best part is that it's like, it's the fucking Cornell Lab of Ornithology. It's not some it's not some like.
It's not a schmuck off the street.
Yeah.
It's also this free. This is free too.
Oh, this is restoring my faith, you guys.
It's because we're giving them the bird data that they so desperately crave at Cornell Ornithology Institute.
It's like us training self-driving cars with all the captchas.
Yeah, the captchas,
Dude, it's not even asking for like, hey, this has ads. You know what? This is it, guys. You
come back next week and let's talk about what birds we found.
I will, absolutely. I see a cardinal every day, so I'm gonna capture that. I did look it up. There are 11,000 different kinds of birds.
It's too many.
There are, and they're the best. And I'm elated, as you can all see. There's only one person who's going to be even more excited than me.
Steak
that's my wife.
Jerry.
That's my wife.
Well, Jeff, my wife and I were trying to. We're like, let's test it. And last night, we literally sat down and we started the sound thing and we were just like, let's try to trick it. And we kept trying to make bird sounds and it didn't pick up any of ours because they knew we were people.
That's a Colorado night right there. Yeah. I've never heard one.
You're trying to like knock on Cornell. Wood and do like woodpecker stuff and it's like, nah, you're a person.
You're not fooling Cornell, okay? The birthplace of ornithology. You're not.
They invented birds.
They invented birds, Jeff Grubb. They invented giving a shit about birds.
Let's all be bird people. Let's all come back and report on what we found.
I was trying to fight this so hard, y'all.
Jan, do you think you'd be a birder if you weren't surrounded by white dudes right now?
Fuck
older
yeah,
white dudes?
I'd be a birder.
Hell yeah, all right.
Wait, are there birds where you live, though?
What are you talking about? There are birds where I live.
Well, pigeons don't count.
It's only been in New Jersey.
Flying rat. What's this flying rat called? That's a pigeon. Yeah. What about that one? That is also a pigeon.
Oh, my God. So it's like you're in the Midwest. So here's the Midwest pack. And it's like, here's 319 birds. Pack.
Yeah.
737 megabytes. Install it. I want this shit offline for when I'm in the woods.
And you try to collect them all. Birds. So you have to make sure when you see it, you got to like make sure to add it to your life list.
Yeah,
you do have to like make an account on the Cornell whatever thing to like have a life list and stuff like that. Ticklebits in the chat, he was the one who told me about it. And he was like, this is exactly what I wanted to happen.
Dude, birds rule. I just think they're so fucking cool. They're all, some of them are dumb as fuck. Remember the one who keeps hitting the window in my family room? Like constantly is the dumbest fucking bird.
Yep.
Whatever.
That's a bad omen.
That's probably not the
is
best.
Is one of these for mushrooms?
I think there are.
Maybe. What's a mushroom study called? What's that called?
Today, because I'm the only one that really eats a lot of bread here, and so I usually can't go through a whole loaf before it involves birds. So I get through like half the loaf and it expires. And that's when I go out and I grab a tree from my deck and I just like put full pieces of bread on a bunch of different branches and stuff. And it's like, there you go, birds. It's like kebabs for birds.
Totally. This is that's like exotic eating for them.
Oh,
for
sure. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Dan, for mentioning that. Cause that reminds me of a very unique problem I've been having. And I meant to talk about this at the top of the show. I've gone back into baking bread, right?
Sure,
cool.
Sure.
Fun.
Yeah.
But the problem is now I'm just eating a whole fucking loaf of bread.
Yeah.
You want to put stuff on that.
No, I mean, but it's just like, oh, God.
Such it's an a insane lot of bread. Of carbs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All I've eaten today is just this whole fucking loaf of bread.
You're in the pocket of big yeast. That's what's happening, baby. You know?
Just thinking about birds.
Yeah. I'm thinking about bread. I'm thinking about birds. And I'm thinking about having to end this show, even though I don't want to, because I feel like we're going real nice. What, Dan?
I better this afternoon see some shit in the Slack of the birds you're finding.
I mean, I'll do what I can.
Do the sound thing. I want to hear it. Like, first time I tried it, it's like, that is five distinct things. And now I'm trying to learn. It's like, oh, Blue Jays have that sound. Okay.
Wait, okay. Outside of my daughter's window, we have these flower boxes, and there is a bird laying eggs in there. Can I go do it real quick and come back? And I'll tell you guys what the bird
is. Is it there now? Is the actual
bird
there?
It's got a nest there with its eggs.
Oh, it's just sitting on it.
If it's not making noise, take a picture.
Don't
I haven't tested
it.
The photo thing as much. I've mainly done the sound. So give it a shot.
I'll be right back.
Go.
He's going to be back.
We'll stretch. We'll stretch.
UPF idea, who can find the most birds in an hour?
Oh, my God. I love this. Birds are the original Pokemon.
And you can go back to your recordings and you can be like, All right. Yeah. So here's, oh, wait. Oh, that one was short. Okay. But yes, you can go back to all of them and listen to them and like see it light up. Like, oh, that was that one. That was that one.
Well, that's cute.
If there were no birds, there would be no Pokemon. I'm sure of it.
Checks out. There's probably bird Pokemon.
There are.
A lot.
Yeah.
But I'm just, you know, the original, you know, conversation here was like how bad I want to hang out with a crow though.
Right.
So it's like, I still want to do that. And then someone's like, there's an app for that. And I was like, no, I don't want to like have a relationship with a bird. I just want to chill with one.
Well, the American crow is year round. And if I'm looking at the map, oh yeah, they're year round everywhere except for like the Southwest. And they're only there.
My neck of the woods, like for sure.
Well, North Dakota, they're only going to be there when they're breeding. I guess Northern Minnesota is just when they're breeding. But most of the country, they're there year round.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't live there, but okay. Good
to
know.
You should be able to find it. Yeah.
All right, I'm on a hunt, folks. I'm on a hunt for that first crow.
Don't mistake it with a fish crow, which is extremely similar in appearance, but it's best separated by voice.
There's something about the crow. I think it's just how black it is.
Oh.
Right?
Here's the different calls.
Oh, let's hear it. So badass.
So here's the Pacific vocal type.
Yeah, that is more Spicoli-ish. Yep. You're right.
Here's the juvenile crow.
The little baby.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah, it's
is
got
there
a
like
whole...
an east? Is there an East Coast crow?
I mean, there is just a giant list. Of like, look at all these crow calls, and it'll tell you like who recorded it. Like, oh, Paul Fenwick in California. This is from July 2020, middle of the pandemic. Paul goes out there and records some crows. Now we can listen to it.
Caw.
I am.
Try that in the app and see what IDs.
I have 425 birds I can potentially find in the West
Nice.
Coast.
Dude, nice. Oh, collect them all, baby. That's yes. More Pokemon, right? That's more than there are Pokemon in your neck of the woods. I know that. This is cool. Poppletree in chat says, my dad befriended some crows at his house. He feeds them every morning. They love French fries. Of course they do, because they're the coolest. Mm-hmm. They're the coolest birds. Mm-hmm. All right. While we're waiting for Grub, you want to do one more voicemail?
Sure. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Let's do one more voicemail. With pick one.
Oh, he's
play
back.
Anything.
Whoa, whoa,
oh, he's
wait.
Back. Never mind.
We
he's
got
back.
Grab. Never
he's
mind.
Back. All right, it's a mourning dove.
Ooh. Oh. Okay. Well, with confidence, it looks just like it. The picture that popped up.
Yes, and it yes, absolutely. It's exactly this thing right now. Yeah, right there. It's that thing exactly.
Nice.
Oh, these are cool. These are interesting. They're kind of goofy looking.
Yeah, it actually looks like the juvenile and not quite the, well, no, actually it looks like this adult right
back
there.
That
okay,
ass
yeah.
yes. Juvenile just
like
means like a kid.
Up the bird.
Oh, sorry.
It's just a kid. Is that what that means? Is like a younger bird? Is that what that means?
Yeah. But I'm looking at other pictures. No, it looks like some of these other adults here. And it has like three eggs in that nest now, and it had two Aww. Yesterday. So it's going, it's fucking doing work over there.
Well, mark it up on your life list.
I am marking it off. I also heard a titmouse.
You did the audio thing?
Did the audio thing just because I'm like, maybe that's what this, like, maybe there's another one of those making that sound right now because it was further away. It's like, no, it's
my
a titmouse.
Okay.
I'm going to make Stacy's day. She is going to lose it. This is the best. Thank you, whoever. Oh, Dan.
Tickle
thank
bits.
You, Dan.
But I more mean,
Tickle
me.
Bits.
Yes,
thank
me.
You, Tickle Bits.
I will take the credit.
This is a Tickle Bits thing.
This is my
thank
bird.
You for putting into Dan Riker's head.
Yes.
This has been the voicemail dump truck, folks. 707 exit flu. You want to hear something really cool, listener? The next voicemail dump truck is going to be recorded live in front of a panel going audience from PAX East 2024. I hope you can be with us. I hope you can be part of
you
the
can.
Voicemail.
You can do
crew.
It. You have our permission.
And if right? you see us on the show floor on Friday and you have a question,
yes.
don't be shy. Come up to us and say, I've got a voicemail. One of us will pull our phone out and record it. And we might, if it's a good question, put it up on the screen behind us and answer it during the panel.
Less yep. than 40 seconds, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Be concise.
Look, like, I don't care how you get there. Put it on, you know what? Put it on the expense card. Just go.
Yeah, expense
we're just,
it.
We're gonna expand that to
well, make
to
your question work
one.
Related. And that yeah. way you could expense it.
Wait, what are we expensing?
What?
Not us. The people coming to see our panel, they can expense
oh.
it.
Oh, use yeah. your company's expense card. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And you know, we'll get to your voicemails, the other ones. I guess the week after next. So if you have one that you want to get answered in like 2 weeks, call us 707 exit flu. That's going to do it for us. What's up, Jan?
What if we start doing, like, video calls where in, like, the Discord you just, like, drop a video into,
yeah,
like,
well, we should do that
channel.
In, like, the premium one.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that idea.
Just like, you know, you just pull your phone out and be like, what the fuck is this shit? Look at this bird.
My birder name is Grubbird.
Jeff Birdalar. Have to do that, maybe. Very good. Until next time, thank you, Jen. What?
Sorry, I'm mad.
You're right? Are you up? Don't, this is a happy thing, this bird app.
Someone already took my name.
Don't besmirch the good name of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, okay? We'll see you guys next time. Thank you, Jen. Thank you, Grub. Thank you, Dan. See you in Boston. Goodbye.